This is Drew Dallins from Grandview Heights, Ohio, and you're listening to Given to Cast.
Eddie Vedder, Jeff Ament, Stone Gossard, Mike McCready, Matt Cameron, Pearl Jam. You are listening to Given to Cast, an unofficial podcast for all things Pearl Jam. We have a great show for you today, so sit back, relax, and crank it up. Now here's your host, Mario Aguilar.
Mario Aguilar with Given to Cast. It's our latest episode for the week ending July 26, 2013. And we have another great show, jam-packed with great music this time around. A couple of new songs from the upcoming Lightning Bolt CD from Pearl Jam have been debuted in Chicago last week. We've got both of those for you. And we also got a couple of leaked demos that were, outtakes from the Avocado Sessions. And they were leaked this week, and we're going to play them as well. We also have a great interview with Mr. Joe Little from ComeToThePorch.net. He was at the Wrigley show, and he's going to tell us all about his experiences there on Friday and, of course, on Thursday as well, out in Chicago. We're going to hear from him in just a little while. But first, you guys, we've got the week in review.
Now it's time for the Week in Review.
Okay, guys, time for the Week in Review. And, of course, last Friday, 40,000-plus fans invaded Chicago, and Pearl Jam took the stage at Wrigley Field at about 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and played about 70 songs until they got told you to get off the stage for a rain delay because a few thunderstorms and lightning storms were coming into the area. And they had to clear the field for about 3 hours until Pearl Jam came back on and the all-clear sign was given. Eddie Vedder stated that they were going to play as long as they would let them play. And it turns out they played to about 2 in the morning. A lot of people stayed for that. I think the majority of the fans stayed for the show. And just a testament of how true and great Pearl Jam fans are, will stay around for a show like that. And they weren't disappointed because they got to hear two new songs, which we're going to hear here momentarily from the show. And we got some great guests come on stage, like Ernie Banks from Chicago Cubs Past. And other great things, of course, happened that night. And we'll talk a little bit more about it with Joe Little from ComeToThePorch.net. He'll give us his review of the show and what happened throughout the day there in Chicago. In other news, we're going to remind you guys that the general public's tickets go on sale July 27th for the North American Tour. So if you are interested in buying tickets, got phased out or didn't luck out in the drawing for 10 Club, you have a chance one more time to buy tickets through Ticketmaster on Saturday morning. So stay tuned for that. Take a look at Ticketmaster.com for all that information for the show with near you. And with that, we're going to go ahead and head on to the songs of the week.
It's the song of the week.
Okay, guys, it's time for the songs of the week, and this week's songs of the week are from the Chicago show last week. Pearl Jam debuted two new songs from their upcoming CD, Lightning Bolt, and the first one is the title track, and the second one is Future Days. And here you go, guys, the two songs of the week.
You never.
This is Given to Cast.
If I ever were to lose you, I'd surely lose myself. Everything I have found, dear, I'm not bound by myself. Try and sometimes you'll succeed to make this man of me. Oh, my stolen missing parts, I've no need for it anymore. I believe, and I believe, cause I can see our future days is of you.
Interview with a fan.
Hey guys, it's time for Interview with a Fan, and again we've got Mr. Joe Little from Come to the Porch.net. Hey Joe, how you doing?
Good, Mario. How are you?
Oh, doing great, doing great. I hear you had a great time last Thursday as well, back in Chicago. Tell us a little bit about what's been on those 2 days.
Yeah, sure. It's definitely a great time. I think it's today's Thursday, and I'm still recovering from last weekend. It was pretty intense couple of days, and it was a hot weekend in Chicago, but it wouldn't trade a minute of the experience. It was really cool to get out to Wrigley and see the guys play last week.
So you got there on Thursday, and they had a pre-party then, am I correct on that?
Yeah, my wife and I headed out there on Thursday, and took us about 6 hours to get there from Cleveland, and as soon as we got there, obviously, it was straight to the merch line, which I found out quickly was 3.5 hours long the day before the show, so it was pretty interesting. We got there and just walked up to the, they just had a big trailer outside of the venue there, and it was just, people were just wrapped all the way around, and it was about 93 degrees and humid, and I took one look at the line, and I was like, I'm going to head over to the bar, so we skipped that part of the event and just had something to eat and went over to Sluggers for a Thursday night get together that Becky Moore put together online, and a lot of people started showing up. We had a great time there. People started coming in about 6 o'clock, and the whole place just got jam-packed, people in Pearl Jam t-shirts by the end of the night, so it was pretty cool to see.
That's awesome. And then, of course, on Friday, I had the Wishlist Foundation fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was cool. We were we had a pretty late night Thursday night, but we were able to pull it together and get back down to Sluggers for the fundraiser on Friday. That started at 1 o'clock, and we got there with a few of the volunteers at about 11:30, and started getting everything set up. The bar management was great to work with. They gave us a great spot right up in the front there by the doors, and right literally on the dance floor in front of the DJ booth. And so it was really nice to be able to kind of see everybody coming in and getting everything all set up. It was crazy hot that day. It was, again, I think in the 90s and very humid, and that bar filled up very quickly, and the air conditioning was doing its best, but it was everybody was sweating pretty well in there, and we were trying to stay hydrated, so it was a pretty busy afternoon.
So all that being said, I think it was, from my understanding online and what I've seen, it was a pretty good success. Can you tell us a little bit about things that were given away?
Yeah, we had, I think we had almost 100 items that were donated before the show or before the event, and then a bunch of people came with the items that they had committed to donating, and we had some really good stuff in there. Cubs season ticket owner donated 4 of his tickets to the event, you know, front row, third baseline. There were like $1,000 seats, and he donated those, which was really cool. My friend from Chicago was able to get in contact with the Bears, and we had a couple of autographed items, a football from Julius Peppers, and a signed mini helmet as well, which was pretty neat. And just lots of posters and tons of posters and T-shirts and bootlegs and books and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to say to anybody out there listening right now who donated either financial or the raffle items to that event, we really, really appreciate it. And we don't have the totals yet back from Wishlist on how much we raised, but I've got a general sense of where we were at, and it was an extremely successful event, and I'm really looking forward to announcing that dollar amount and letting everybody know how we did. And I also want to take a moment to thank the volunteers that came out there, because without them, difficult crowd control to begin with, but without these volunteers working really hard to keep everything running smoothly, it certainly wouldn't have gone as well as it did. But just off the top of my head, I know that Jesse and Jenna, the two sisters that came out, they were outstanding. They were out running around in the crowd selling raffle tickets. Tom was working really hard behind the table there. My buddy Eric, my wife Ann, Kelly, who's done a bunch of events with Wishlist before, was there, and I don't think she took a break the whole time. And of course, Laura and Eric were working the scenes and everything too. So it was just a great team effort, and really appreciate everybody's help on that.
That's great. That's awesome. So of course, that night you also had to make time to get across the street to get to the show. So tell us a bit about the show and how it kind of transpired.
Yeah, that was interesting. So after a long Thursday night, an early Thursday morning, and a very long day on Thursday, we got into the We got into Wrigley about 7 o'clock because we had reserved seats, so we had somewhere to go sit down, so I wasn't worried about battling my way up to the rail in the pit or anything. So we went in about 7, and thankfully, again, got a little break to sit down and kind of relax after the fundraiser and everything, and the guys didn't come out till about, it was about 20 after 8, and then unfortunately, after 5 or 6 songs, there was a rain delay, and I think that one made the news pretty heavily, but we were all a little worried about whether or not they were going to come back out or what was going to happen, and nobody was quite sure, but Eddie said to trust them, and everybody did, and we all, it was a 2.5-hour rain delay. It rained like cats and dogs, and everybody kind of got back into the concourses and had a couple extra beers, and the crowd was relatively well behaved and all that kind of stuff, so it was as good of a delay as it could have been. And the guys came back out at midnight to kind of restart the show, and everybody was re-energized, so it was time to get back to work, and the set list was just really cool. There was a couple of rarities on there. I mean, I saw Eddie walk out with the accordion, and I looked at my wife and smiled. She had no idea why I was smiling, because I knew he was about to play Bugs, and that was pretty neat. Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns, obviously is a really cool one. Comeback, Present Tense, I mean, just a lot of neat stuff. And, you know, obviously they did a couple of new songs with Lightning Bolt and Future Days. That was really cool. Never heard those ones before, so that was a really neat experience to get to hear those for the first time.
And so it went on to a little over about 2 a.m.
Yeah, they kept things going right up until 2 a.m. and that was when things got kind of interesting too, because everything shut down at 2, including all the bars and everything around Wrigley, and I felt bad because Lori from To Pearl Jam With Love, who's working on the fan book, she had a bunch of stuff planned for an after party back over at Sluggers, and unfortunately with the delays and everything, we were not able to get back over there for that get together, and we were all kind of hoping to be able to see each other again before we left. But so at 2 a.m., 40,000 people streamed out of the stadium proper, and I don't know how many thousands of people streamed out of the bars in Wrigleyville, but everybody was looking for a way out, and it was kind of funny. The bar owner equated it to like a zombie movie, because there was thousands of people just walking down the main streets. We just took the streets over. We just kind of started walking in the direction of our hotel, and my little group had to walk about 3.5 miles between 2 and 3 a.m. before the crowd was able to break up enough, and we got a cab the last couple miles to our hotel. So it was, needless to say, we slept very, very well that evening. Or that morning, I guess.
I believe it. Oh, so I know this is not about the Chicago show, but this week they were two demos from the Avocado album that were released. Have you got a chance to hear those?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of neat. They were out on YouTube for about 5 minutes, and I got to hear those ones, and then I was able to get a download of them. And yeah, it was kind of cool to hear those cuts. You know, it's you just wonder how many of those are floating around out there. And that one's been since the Avocado album, so I think it would be kind of neat to see. And obviously, we were lucky enough to get Lost Dogs, and I heard somebody make a joke online that they're working on Lost Cats or something. But it'd be cool to have another B-side album out, because you know, just so much of what they, you know, even an album or a song that doesn't make a Pearl Jam album usually is still worth a listen. So it was pretty cool to see those come out.
So I remember last time we spoke that you were in talks of doing some pre-parties for some of these shows in the East Coast coming this fall. Any updates on that?
Yeah, I am in talks with a couple people in some of the different cities, and I'm looking forward to doing some events under my new Five Horizons Foundation. I think we're going to put a couple events together for some of those concerts, and I'm really working hard right now to get that website up and running and kind of start promoting that. I know that last time I appreciated you let me kind of come on and talk quite a bit about the Five Horizons Foundation, and you know, kind of where that came from, and all those kinds of things with my son being diagnosed with autism a few months back, and it's been I've got just a terrific reaction online and from the Pearl Jam community and from my local community here and here in Cleveland, and it's been a really very positive experience so far, and I'm really looking forward to being able to kind of keep spreading that positivity. I really enjoy working with people on those types of things.
Well, of course, whatever Given the Cast can do about promoting these events coming up in the fall, you know I will be there to help you out, and I I have nothing but admiration for you, and I'm so glad to be a little bit involved with this on the ground floor of your Five Horizons Foundation. It's a great cause, you guys, and if you want any more information, head on over to cometotheporch.net, and Joe has a bunch of stuff on there for you, as well as a link to probably his new foundation website, fivehorizons.org. is probably on there as well, so take a look at that. Joe, I appreciate you taking the time to do this interview, and we will talk to you soon.
Here's a Given to Cast Extra.
Okay, guys, it's time for some Given to Cast Extras. We're going to play a couple of songs, some new songs, previously unheard demos from the Avocado album a few years back, and the first one is entitled Cold Confessions. I'm really digging this song. It's really getting into my bones, and I'm listening to it over and over again. It's a really great song. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. And also, there's another song called Let It Ride. It's a pretty good song, not as great as the first one, but I still love it. It's a good song. And so we're going to go ahead and play that as well. So here you're giving the cast extras for the week.
Free, oh, and it ran on like an animal redeemed. He calls the fool, he calls the star in his pure eyes and his clear heart. Oh, he's safe now, he's back in her.
Listening to Given to Cast.
No!
Okay, guys, we hit the end of the show. I appreciate you guys listening to us. We will have another episode in the next couple of weeks, hopefully with some music from the weekly show that we didn't play today. And we will have some more information about events like what Joel's going to be doing on some of the shows and some other wish list events, I'm sure, as well, coming up in the fall. If you have any ideas for the show, please email them to me at mario@givenacast.net. You can hit all the other social media like Twitter and Facebook, and we should you can contact me that way as well. Stay tuned for the next episode in about another week or so. And until then, you guys, y'all take care, and God bless.